Welcome to the weekly update, where we go in depth with a particular topic. And joining me today is Senior Workplace Relations Consultant Bree Marinia. Welcome, Bree.
Thanks, Daniel.
So, Bree, firstly, members would benefit from having Bulletin 2995 in front of them. And Bulletin 2995 is because today we're talking about the closing loopholes reforms. So, Bree, before we start discussing these changes proper, can you share with us the story behind the two acts that represent what the bulletin describes as the closing loopholes reforms to date?
Sure. So it all starts on the 4th of September 2023, which is when the federal government tabled the Fair Work Legislation Amendment Closing Loopholes Bill 2023 in the House of Representatives. And it passed the House of Representatives on the 29th of November 2023, and it progressed to the Senate.
It was unsurprising. It was unsurprising that it passed the House of Representatives with the federal government holding the balance of power. However, that's not the case with the Senate, and the federal government did face some challenges.
Yeah, they did. So the federal government wasn't actually able to obtain support from the necessary crossbenchers to pass the original bill as it was passed by the House of Representatives. So the bill was actually split into two parts, and the first part passed the Senate on the 7th of December 2023 with support from independent senators Jackie Lambie and David Pocock.
So of the components of the bill that secured support, which are relevant to our members?
The changes relevant to our members included provisions to address payments for labour hire workers, which is the same job, same pay, to criminalise intentional wage and superannuation theft, to introduce a new criminal offence of industrial manslaughter, to strengthen the protection for employees who have been or who are being subjected to family and domestic violence from discrimination in the workplace, and to introduce a general protection for workplace delegates when carrying out their role at a workplace.
And what happened to the other changes proposed in the original bill?
So the federal government split the remaining parts out and created the Fair Work Legislation Amendment Closing Loopholes No. 2 Bill 2023, and the Senate referred the remaining reforms to the Senate Education and Employment Legislation Committee for feedback by February 2024.
So fast forward to February, what were the findings of the Senate Education and Employment Legislation Committee?
So in short, the Senate Education and Employment Legislation Committee recommended that the second bill be passed, subject to some proposed amendments.
So the second bill then received royal assent on the 26th of February 2024. Can you summarise briefly the key changes that affect members?
So the key changes included amendments to casual employment, the definition of employee, and a new right to disconnect.
So that really sets the scene for our Closing Loopholes Reform podcast series, the first being today's podcast, which will involve strengthening protections against discrimination for employees subjected to family and domestic violence and workplace delegate rights.
So could you please start by taking us through the key changes that are associated with strengthening protections against discrimination for employees subjected to family and domestic violence?
So the key change was to include subjection to family and domestic violence as a protected attribute under the Fair Work Act.
And when does this come into effect?
So it came into effect on the 15th of December 2023.
And in practice, what does this mean?
So it means that Section 351(1) of the Fair Work Act will be amended or has been amended to include subjection to family and domestic violence alongside other protected attributes such as age, political opinion, and physical or mental disability.
And by including it as a protected attribute under Section 351(1) of the Fair Work Act, it will protect the employee from adverse actions such as termination of employment on the basis of the employee's subjection to family and domestic violence.
That's right. So it would mean that an employee has access to the general protections jurisdiction if they believe they were subjected to adverse action because of their subjection to family and domestic violence.
So I understand that the Fair Work Act was also varied to prohibit the inclusion of terms in modern awards and enterprise agreements that discriminate against an employee because of or for reasons including their subjection to family and domestic violence.
Correct. And those terms are called discriminatory terms. And in the context of agreement making, Section 195 of the Fair Work Act sets out the meaning of discriminatory terms. Importantly, there are qualifiers that mean that certain terms are not discriminatory terms, even if it discriminates because of a protected attribute.
So the key takeaway for employers is to ensure that they consider subjection to family and domestic violence when examining risk for taking action against an employee.
So does this mean that employees cannot have action like performance management or termination taken against them if they've previously or currently been subjected to family or domestic violence?
So it doesn't mean that the employee can't be subjected to performance management or termination. It just means that the action cannot be taken because the employee was subjected to family and domestic violence.
So that takes us to the second topic, workplace delegates' rights. Could you please take us through the changes relevant to workplace delegates?
Sure. So from the 15th of December 2023, the Fair Work Act provides the following rights to workplace delegates in the performance of their duties. So they can represent the industrial interests of members and any other persons eligible to be a member, including in a dispute with their employer, reasonable communication with members and any persons eligible to be a member in relation to their industrial interests, reasonable access to the workplace and workplace facilities for the purpose of representing those interests, and reasonable access to paid time during normal working hours for the purposes of related training. And this right will not apply, though, if the delegate's employer is a small business.
So I would say that all our members aren't small business, but it is important to note that there are some limitations on the application of these, but we would imagine that all our members are not small businesses. But those terms do look familiar.
Yeah, thankfully, the majority of our enterprise agreements already contain these entitlements that have been added to the Fair Work Act. However, from the 1st of July 2024, we can expect the modern awards to include specific workplace delegates terms, which will be in addition to those set out in the Act.
So that will mean that while the 15 December 2023 changes are current entitlements for majority of our enterprise agreements and for our members, if a modern award from 1 July 2024 adds additional entitlements, they would only apply after an enterprise agreement is renegotiated.
That's correct. So it's unclear what directions we'll expect from the department or other government agencies on union matters. However, we will keep members informed.
So I understand that the Fair Work Act was also changed to create additional protections for workplace delegates.
Yeah, that's correct. The Act was varied to prohibit an employer from unreasonably failing or refusing to deal with a workplace delegate, knowingly or recklessly making a false or misleading representation to a workplace delegate, and unreasonably hindering, obstructing, or preventing the exercise of rights of a workplace delegate. And these are all civil remedy provisions.
That seems sensible enough. So as we've mentioned, it appears to be a moving piece, but it's safe to say that telling fibs to workplace delegates can now land you in hot water.
So that takes us to the end of our first of three podcasts in the Closing Loopholes Reform podcast series. The remaining two podcasts for the series will be issued in June 2024 and September 2024 in advance of the respective changes taking effect.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bree, for joining us today.
Thanks, Daniel. I'm gonna go get